First and 10 at the Niner 18-yard line. Here comes the end around on a jet sweep. It goes to Hardman, cuts it back, and goes into the end zone right to left on the jet sweep. Mecole Hardman. In 22, he had three touchdowns, and now another touchdown here in 2024 on a right-to-left jet sweep.
I mean, if I'm a Niners fan, my most hated Chief of all time is Mecole Hardman.
Has to be, right?
Three touchdowns. Three touchdowns in a game against him. Walk-off touchdown in the Super Bowl. Call game yesterday.
I know. It's unbelievable how good he is against San Francisco. Speaking of good, Tate Nagy the other night. Did you see him, Matt Nagy's son, going to the University of Kansas? Blue Valley West with a big win, 35-34. Here's how it went down the other night at the game. Okay, they're down six and they're starting at their own 20-yard line. One timeout, 44 seconds left in the game. 45-yard completion. 18-yard completion, 16-yard completion, ooh, and then the game-winning touchdown pass was 7 seconds. I sent you guys the video of that touchdown pass. Corner route in the end zone? Like, you think Tate Nagy's channeling number 15? Did you see all the cats at the game, too? Everybody was out there supporting them. That's what this team has that others don't, man. Friday night, where are they all at? They're all at Matt Nagy's kids' game watching them play. Man. And, of course, Dave Merritt's son was on the other team, and so they were kind of battling back and forth. But that's a big time win, 35-34, down six, starting at your own 20 with 44 seconds
left.
I mean, he wasn't watching Mitchell Trubisky play up in Chicago. He was watching Patrick Mahomes that whole time going on when he was up in Chicago. So 44 seconds left or 13 seconds left. You got Tate under center for Blue Valley West. You got Patrick under center for the Chiefs. Let's go, baby. So hell of a throw by Tate the other night to win that ball game for them. And what a crazy catch as well. So congratulations, Blue Valley West. Olathe East won by like a point, I think, as well. And did you get to any high school games over the weekend?
There was the Cat Clash in Blue Springs.
Oh, I like that.
So
right?
The Jags and Cats played and Blue Springs lost.
Oh.
It is what it is.
Sorry. It sucks.
It's okay.
Yeah, if you got any high school shout-outs to give on the text line, throw them at us. We'll shout them out for you. Somebody had a good performance over the weekend. And, you know, you saw Ronnie Bell in the game for San Francisco the other day, right? Like, Ronnie Bell, Kansas City kid, sat in this studio right before the draft time. And so I saw him go in for a touchdown yesterday, obviously ruled and came back. But you got to root a little bit for Ronnie Bell yesterday in that game. So congratulations to him for getting some playing time in San Francisco yesterday, even though they had nobody else to go to. But he got on the field and played and almost had a touchdown against the Chiefs. So shout out Ronnie Bell for a little nice game for him yesterday.
So yesterday, kind of not a polarizing moment in sports, but it was a moment in sports where I think everybody is 1,000% entitled to your own opinion. And what I mean by that is the Deshaun Watson injury, which we don't need to hear the button here. This doesn't call for it. But
audio of the cheers for Deshaun Watson, but the whole crowd was happy when he was on the ground there. But that was the announcing the players. They announced Deshaun Watson. You hear all the boos.
All the boos.
Right after that, they announced Nick Chubb. You hear the roarous cheers.
Right. Absolutely. And it should be. Nick Chubb coming back from injury, scored a touchdown, feel-good story of the year in the NFL, right? For a lot of people. Good
and
for
that
them.
Kid for San Fran.
Yeah. How about that yesterday, too?
Ricky
Pearsall getting shot and coming back and playing yesterday. That's a hell of a story as
Pick him up on your fantasy roster, FYI. He's available in everything.
Yeah,
because he will start to be a target with those two guys out, Debo and Ayuk, but we'll see.
No doubt. But
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so Deshaun Watson gets booed to start the game. Then he goes down, blows his Achilles on a non-contact injury, and he got cheered. And it kind of reminded you and I think, both of the Matt Cassel situation, you know, a number of years ago now in 2012, out at Arrowhead where, you know, Matt Cassel got injured and the Arrowhead crowd cheered, and it led to one of the great moments of all time.
We are athletes, okay? We are athletes. Oh, we're not gladiators. This isn't the Roman Coliseum. People pay their money, hard-earned money, to come in here, and I believe they can boo, they can cheer, they can do whatever they want, because I believe that. Hey, we're lucky to play this game, a game, to come in here, and people, it's hard economic times, and they still pay the money to do this, okay? But when somebody gets hurt, There are long-lasting ramifications to the game we play. Long-lasting ramifications to the game we play. All right? I've already kind of come to the understanding I probably won't live as long because I play this game, and that's okay. That's the choice I've made. That's a choice all of us has made. But when you cheer somebody getting knocked out, I don't care who it is, and it just so happened to be Matt Cassel, it's sickening. It's 100% sickening.
So that's Eric Winston talking about the Matt Cassel thing. 100% agree. Cheering for Matt Cassel was weak. Matt Cassel didn't do anything to anybody, right? He was and is a great human being. He just wasn't very good at playing quarterback that year for the Chiefs. And a lot of it was out of his control. Todd Haley and Charlie Weiss and the whole nine yards. We don't need to go through that again, right? Sure. But people cheered for when Matt Cassel went down. So I don't blame Eric Winston for acting like that. Like, somebody goes down, you don't normally cheer for an injury.
Right.
However, I didn't necessarily mind it yesterday because Deshaun Watson has affected and injured and hurt and really done a number on, 22 different women or whatever over the course of his massages that he did that. So I can understand why people were cheering for Deshaun Watson yesterday. Not something I would normally do, but for Deshaun Watson, karma's a B, as they like to say, and it looks like now he may never play for the Cleveland Browns again, and I think they're probably very happy with that. They're probably going to try to get an injury settlement and move on from Deshaun Watson.
I'm a firm believer in your own person. You're your own individual. You can do whatever you feel like you want to do. We're all on the same page that I think Deshaun Watson is a garbage human being for what he has done. The memes were funny when it was like, this is what, people are going to see when they see Watson. And now, like, somebody who abused people that did things for their job now needs those people for his job.
That's exactly
and
right.
It's insanely ironic. My take on this is I would not boo. I would not cheer. I would have zero reaction. I would sit there. I would not say, and I sent you this in a text. It's like, I wouldn't give him any emotion of me. That to me would have been one of those times where I'd have gone and grabbed a beer. I'd have went and got a dog or a pretzel with cheese or nachos. I would have just been like, you guys can boo and look that way and be that person. But my dad raised me right, I think. Mm-hmm. And two wrongs don't make a right.
But it makes you feel good.
I mean, to me, the guy blew his Achilles and that's enough karma for me.
Fair enough. That's fair. Yep.
He's already on the verge of like being out of the NFL because his play is terrible. Mm-hmm. We all know what his past is. And, I always say, do nice things for people. I sound hypocritical if I'm like, yeah, I'd have been up there cheering, because that's not a nice thing to do.
Right.
A nice thing to do is to just not give it any of your emotion. I don't like what he's done. My sister, who is also a massage therapist, I know that I've had conversations with her, how, that could not only like makes Deshaun Watson an evil person, but like that could ruin those people's lives that had to go through that.
No
right?
question. Like, those people's like, how do you trust anybody ever again in those type of situations?
Yeah. And again, like I'm not saying that if you boo, it's wrong, or if you cheer, it's wrong. I'm just telling you what I would have done. What he did was disgusting. Who he is as a person is terrible for what he did. But like, I'm not going to give him my energy, if that makes sense.
Sure. And I don't know, how I would have reacted. I don't know what I would have done, quite honestly. I think when you're in that moment, you react probably different. I probably would have seen him go down and I like to say, F him, good. And I mean, that's kind of, I think, how I would have responded if I was in that crowd. But I don't know how I would have responded if I was in that crowd. Because sometimes you get that mob mentality. Everybody's cheering. You start to cheer. Everybody's booing. And, you kind of start to boo. So for myself, I don't know how I would have reacted in that moment, quite honestly, but I know I felt good when I saw Deshaun Watson get hurt, because I do believe in karma. And when you're not a good person, good things shouldn't happen to you. And I don't believe Deshaun Watson is a good person. And so I've not been wishing for good things to happen to Deshaun Watson. I love the fact that he's gone out there and he's been terrible. And I'm not losing any sleep over the fact that he blew his Achilles out. And maybe that makes me a bad person, but I can't get past the damage that this gentleman caused caused to at least 22 other individuals by just being a creep.
And I think that's the injury that, and I mean, somebody, you know, look, somebody brings in, you know, the Lord above, like, hey, the Cleveland Browns wouldn't bench him. They gave him all that money. This is the Lord's way of saying, like, you're out. And that's the injury that that type of player, you know, missing so much time and that sort of injury. Now, obviously, Kirk Cousins is fine. He looks right. Like he's finally healed from it. But Rodgers has not recovered the right way from it.
Maybe because he tried to rush back and, you know, lick toad.
You never know. And that's one of those situations where, you know, you are your own person. Mm-hmm. You can do whatever you want. But, you know, that's the type of injury where, like, if you've ever thought about when you do something bad, when it comes to get you, that's one of those things. Like, that's an Achilles pop, non-contact. Nobody had to do anything. It just happened.
Right.
And it's like, sorry, Deshaun, but, like, you kind of have to own this because of who you are and what you've done. And like the fact that like his process, he wasn't really apologetic. It was like, oh, I'm being, you know, this. Right. And it's like,
the
no,
whole
man.
Thing has been just miserably handled.
Right. No, like you're the Richard, right? Like you're that guy, like you own this and you have a catastrophic injury that could definitely end your career. And it's not our fault Cleveland decided to give him money. Like Cleveland as a franchise should be getting booed for this. Like they're the ones that ruined it. They gave him $266 million guaranteed and now they can't get out of it. And now his leg is injured. Both people suffer and karma sucks, dude.
It does. And you know, I was kind of thinking about it yesterday from a tinfoil hat because over the weekend, while nobody was paying attention on Friday and Saturday, they demoted Jameis Winston to the third string quarterback for the Cleveland Browns and inserted, who was it that played, Soleil Moon Frye or something, was playing quarterback for them yesterday.
He's got like a three name.
Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
That's it, yeah.
DTR.
So that guy was that guy all of a sudden is playing quarterback yesterday.
Because Winston wasn't active.
Right, exactly. Yeah. He was demoted again like Friday or Saturday.
He will be starting Sunday.
You would hope he would
which
be,
I'm
right?
happy because we finally get our wish.
We do, but it's weird that he was demoted that all of a sudden Deshaun Watson had this injury. I live in a world where that guy that runs the Cleveland Browns, man, go do your research on him. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking this was was this a dive by Deshaun Watson so they could get an injury settlement and move on and not have to play Jameis Winston, you know, and everybody goes, see?
Go rupture your Achilles and let me know if you're willing to do that.
Did he really
did
rupture?
Did you see the slow motion?
I did not, no.
You want to see it during the break?
No, it pops
and his calf jiggles.
Oh, did it? Okay.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah, so he really did. Dude, okay, he blew it. Okay, because immediately I thought this is a.
It's your classic. He plants and then you see the like ripple effect.
Okay. Stop.
No.
So I originally was like, okay, is this one of those?
No, dude.
You're gonna go out here and you're gonna fake an injury. We're gonna get an injury settlement and we're all gonna move on with our lives. You don't want to be here. I don't want you here. Okay, so he really did blow it.
No, it popped.
It did. Okay, dude. It really did pop because I could definitely see them saying, you go fake an injury, my friend. We're going to give you the injury settlement. No harm, no foul. We'll all be about our day.
Yeah, the two slow motion videos I watched the most yesterday was that for some reason, just to like see like if it really was that. So I probably watched it three times. And then the Mahomes truck stick. I watched that in slow motion. I was like, dear.
You didn't watch the Ayuk injury?
Ew. No. Because I knew what that was. That was he pointed to it. He's it's over.
He grabbed his knee and he was done.
Then you played Eric Winston's.
Yeah.
And then this is another Winston, Jameis Winston, after the game. And this was his explanation on Deshaun Watson.
You're right.
The way I was raised, I was taught to love no matter the circumstances, especially for people who do right by you. I'm grateful that I had a chance to serve Deshaun.
Serve.
But I am very upset with the reaction to a man that has had the world against him for the past 4 years, and he put his body and life on the line for this city every single day, regardless of your perception, regardless of what you thought should happen with him. He committed every single day that I've been here to be the best that he can be for this team. And I know I come from the deep south, Birmingham, Alabama, Bessemer, Alabama. So I know the standard that hungry fans want. But the way I was raised, I will never pull on a man when he's down.
I got to ask a real question.
Mm-hmm.
Does Jameis Winston know what Deshaun Watson did?
Yeah.
Are we sure? Because a lot of these guys don't pay attention to what goes on off the field. And they're teammates.
They're their teammates.
They're my guys. When guys go in that locker room, they don't think about the things we think they think about. They don't care about political affiliation, religious affiliation, race, creed, color, none of that. They're all just in a locker room together for one common goal, and that's to win football games or baseball games or basketball games, right?
Yeah.
I've been in a lot of locker rooms, my man. I'm telling you, they don't care about
even
this
with stuff
kind of
like
stuff.
This. If you're harming women,
did you not hear that guy right there?
I think he sounds like an idiot.
Right. That's why I'm wondering. Does he know?
No, I think he's just being an idiot.
Does he know what Deshaun Watson did? Because if you know what Deshaun Watson did, you don't get up there and say stuff like he said there where I've served him and he's done nothing but give his all. No, this guy's got a rap sheet that's as long as the day is and was a creep, a horrible human person that ruined the lives of other human beings and women because he is a creep scumbag. And to hear Jameis Winston say that, I wonder, does Jameis Winston know what this guy did off the field? You can't sit there and say you're serving this guy and he's such a great guy and he's given his all. Man, his reputation precedes him in this.
It was not the best interview. You have to know what you're going to get with Jameis Winston, which is you never know what you're going to get with Jameis Winston. And I think that he's trying to hard at that moment to be a good teammate and a good person. Poor choice of words, obviously, but to say that he doesn't know, yeah, I mean, in the audio, he's got the world against him, he knows what he's done,
yeah,
like all that.
So for a reason, you know?
And he knows what he's done, but it's just that's one of those situations, and you know, it's look, man, I look at what you're supposed to do in a situation, and I don't know. Like you said, you've been in locker rooms. I've been in locker rooms. Max's been in locker rooms. Like, it's a different time when all those cameras and microphones come in and just go, all right, what do you think about the situation? The fans booing the athlete. Teammate kicks in, and then afterwards, you go back and watch. But again,
I don't think they were booing because he got hurt. I think they were booing because he's a horse's ass creeper combined with not a very good player.
Well, it's more so cheering is what they were.
Yeah, whatever. Cheering or whatever.
Which means they were cheering because he was hurt because he is the person that you described.
Correct. Yeah. His if that's, again, Matt Cassel, I still, why we cheered, I don't know. He's a good human being. Deshaun Watson, I think a lot of those cheers were A, he's a horrible person, and B, he wasn't playing very good. But if he'd just been a bad player, I don't think you would have gotten the cheers like you did for Deshaun. Maybe I'm wrong on that one, but that's kind of the way that I look at it. I think a lot of it was cheers because of him being just a scumbag, plus not playing good.
Yeah, I mean, I just, like I said, I would give zero reaction. I would have nothing to really show. I don't think that he deserves, if I was a Browns fan, I probably would have disowned my fandom. I'm dead serious. Yeah, if you give that kind of guy money, I'd have been like, dude, as long as this guy's on the roster, I will not root for this team. And that's, if the kettle's going to call the pot black, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fans are going to boo Deshaun Watson and cheer him when he's hurt. But yeah, they're going to back the franchise that paid that creep to play quarterback.
Right.
So
yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's
right?
Almost talking out of both sides of your mouth. You're still giving a franchise money that gave a guy money that you're cheering who's hurt because he screwed up so many women's lives because he's a POS.
Right.
So it's like, where do you draw the line?
I don't know. What would you do? Like, honestly,
I would not root for that.
What if the Chiefs signed him? Like, what if we were in a different situation and Patrick Mahomes didn't exist and they signed or made that trade for Deshaun Watson? Are you not a Chiefs fan anymore?
Not if he's on the active roster.
Okay. That's fair.
I wouldn't be able to go to sleep at night knowing that I'm cheering for that guy who sexually molested women in that field that my actual sister does.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it. I know my sister wouldn't. I know my dad wouldn't support him. And maybe I'm, okay, Dusty, you're a snowflake. Fine. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I don't support rapists.
Yeah, I don't either. No, I'm with you. I think it's an easy question to have when it's not your team. And then it becomes your team. And then you're like, what do I do? What do I do with this team that I've rooted for my whole life, but they sign this guy who's the biggest piece of garbage that this league has ever seen, right? And brought him in here. and now I'm supposed to cheer this guy who was you know, ruining the lives of 20 plus women who were.
And his story is different because he wasn't apologetic. He was like, I'm innocent. He was like, there's 20 plus cases saying you're not.
Exactly.
Right. Because people will say, oh, well, you guys gave Kareem Hunt another chance. Kareem Hunt found out what he was, and he went through a bunch of stuff, and it was one situation, right? That we know of.
And nobody's absolving Kareem Hunt, but the way that he handled the aftermath of this and the way he went about his apology tour, if you will, was a lot different than Deshaun Watson, who acted like he did nothing wrong when he did a lot wrong.
Right. And people bring up Tyreek Hill's name. How much did you cheer for him? I don't get goofy at that. I get goofy in the moment of the game, but I was never one of those guys in the crowd that was chanting Tyreek.
No, God, no.
I was never that guy.
No. I had a hard time clapping when he scored touchdowns. I'll be honest with you.
I mean, it was nice. I'm not booing a guy when he's injured. And, you know, I'm just saying, like, the guy was forceful towards women, so.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just an interesting study of human behavior, because I don't think you can answer the question until you're in that situation, whether you root for your team anymore or how you reacted when Deshaun Watson went down. And if you were at Arrowhead that day, what did you do? I was at Arrowhead that day. I was in the press box working and whatnot, so there was no emotion being shown up there. But if you were in the crowd that day and cheered Matt Cassel, why?
Yeah.
I understand that Deshaun, I do, because the guy's a POS. Matt Cassel's a great human being.
Yeah, somebody said they met him at a celebrity golf tournament. He was awesome.
Who's that, Cassel?
Yeah.
Fantastic guy.
At least that's
love him.